We're an international show now, being picked up in countries all around the world. And, you know, no matter where I travel, whether it's I'm going to be in Mexico actually in just a few hours, I'm all over the place in Florida. And everywhere I go, people keep asking me, you know, Del, what is it I can do? Now, I've said it before. I don't know what your specialty is. I don't know, you know, what your talents are. But I know that there is something for you to do on, you know, on this issue. On this earth, we're all here for a reason. But one of the things that we should all be doing, that we can all do together, is get together with the legislative groups that are trying to stop the bills, block the bills, stop the laws. And that is true in every country in the world. Where you show up, where you make your presence known, you let your legislators, your government officials know we are here, we are present, we are accounted for. And so if you keep watching, and a lot of times we broadcast these rallies from state capitals, if you're watching them from your house, it's not having the same effect as getting out in person and standing in front of these capitals and letting them know who you are. I'm going to be at just one of those events in this upcoming week, next Wednesday, here in Texas. Texans for Vaccine Choice is putting on this event. Well, I'm super excited to be speaking live at the Austin Capitol. I think we're on the south steps, 1 p.m. upcoming Wednesdays. Hope to see you there if you live in the Texas area. But putting this all together is Texans for Vaccine Choice, and I'm joined right now by Michelle Evans from that group. Michelle, first of all, you know, I think a lot of people feel like, you know, we're through the roughest part of this. We don't have a mandated COVID vaccine. We can all go back to sleep. So why even have this rally when the sun is shining and all seems good?
Well, you touch on something really important, which is COVID. So most of the legislation that's been passed or has been filed so far focuses singularly on COVID. So we're not playing offense. We're not looking ahead to the next pandemic. And we're also not applying this to all vaccines for all Texans.
Okay. So are you bringing legislation? Is this something that you're doing? Or are you just defending and fighting the legislation that's already there?
We do a mix of both. We have some really strong legislators who are willing to work with us in the background to get good legislation drafted, bringing up things from past sessions that were good. And then, of course, once everything starts moving, as bills progress through the process, making sure that we have people at committee hearings, that we've got people in the gallery, we've got people making phone calls, emails, what have you, so they can keep having their voices heard.
Now, I've said it before. I mean, one of the reasons I moved to Texas is you guys have done such a great job in activism. And what I mean is, I've gone before the Senate Health Committee here and spoken, and I have done that all over the country here in Texas. And it could be the culture of Texas. There is at least a listening going on. There was really good questions coming even from those that seem opposed, but we're really starting to ask questions about that. How much does that have to do with your interaction and groups like Texans for Vaccine Choice? How, you know, have you seen a shift through the years as you've been involved in this movement?
Yeah, when we started in 2015, we were literally just mad moms in minivans. That was what we were known as across the Capitol. But the fact that we kept showing up and we kept making calls and we kept sending mass emails made us known as an effective organization and a group of moms that really held legislators accountable for what they say in public versus what they vote for on the floor. So we were a formidable organization from almost the get-go, and I think that that has had such an impact across party lines. And we bring forth these stories of vaccine injury, stories of people who were fired for not taking the jab. And that really, really, that personal touch impacts these legislators more than we could ever know.
And there's so many news stories, you know, when we look at this COVID vaccine. And I know you and I and those of us that have been involved in this conversation, I'm not going to let them just package this up as a one-off problem with COVID vaccine. The rest of the vaccines are okay. But let me ask you, when it comes to this COVID vaccine, so much of our show today is going to be about what a disaster it is and how even mainstream media is now having difficulty avoiding the elephants in the room. Like the thing doesn't work at all to stop this disease, isn't keeping people out of hospitals, maybe putting them in hospitals. Under these circumstances, do you feel like a door has been opened into maybe reaching deeper into some of the things that we've been working at for years? Do you think it's going to make legislators a little bit more malleable?
Absolutely. I relay the story all the time of when my daughter was vaccine injured back in 2012. All I had to look to was Jenny McCarthy. And there wasn't a single legislator who was stepping out of the narrative. There wasn't, there weren't many doctors who were brave enough to go public. But we've had an awakening since COVID. Yeah. Because the public health measures were so extreme, people have had no choice but to start to question the entire system. And that's been sort of a silver lining. It's upsetting. You never want to see people go through this like sea change because it is rough, but at the very least, people are starting to understand.
Now, when you look at Texas, I think a lot of eyes are on Texas. Do you feel a pressure on Texas? I mean, one of the things here is it's not like it's a safe place. They are trying to change the politics here. They're trying to move in. I've always said it, you know, California, you know, they say as California goes, so goes the country. But really, they want Texas. They've got the biggest, you know, Democrat, liberal states in New York and California. If they can get, you know, one of the largest conservative states to switch over, and I'm not meaning to make this political, but clearly there is a lot of pressure. If they can swing Texas, I've said it before, if Texas falls, so goes the world. Do you feel that pressure as you're, you know, looking to the legislation and the work that you guys are doing?
Yes, and sort of our theme of this session this year is Texas take the lead. We've seen in so many ways, Florida has stayed strong and weathered the storm a lot better than we have. We're still under emergency orders from the governor, under COVID emergency orders. That hasn't changed in almost 3 years. We have become soft enough on this issue and others that we could easily be overtaken and have things Californized, I guess is the only way to put it. I hate to do that, but I hear from people week over week that say we came from California back in 2016, 2017 after SB 277 over there, and they thought that they were safe. And lo and behold, it's become a lot less free.
Look, I've talked to people from Romania and the Soviet Union that said that we came to America because we thought it was safe. And now you guys basically have KGB tracking people. You want to track us. Yeah. You want to, you know, not allow us in restaurants. What is happening to you? So it's so important. And I, you know, I'm glad that the work that you guys are doing is amazing. I can't wait to see you on Wednesday. You really are leaders. You've been at this. I think this is going to be a very good year for a lot of states if the people show up. I mean, I think the thing is, you know, I've said it, you know, a lot of people say, wow, Del, it's amazing what you're doing. If I'm standing on a stage all by myself talking to an open field of, you know, bunny rabbits and squirrels, nothing in this world is changing. It's really makes a difference, doesn't it, when the crowds turn out for these events?
Yeah. You talked about the importance of community, and this is one of our, you know, our big events to show people that there is strength in numbers.
Fantastic. So everybody, if you're in Texas, definitely get out. Check out Texas Take the Lead Wednesday, January 25th, 2023 at 1 p.m. I'm going to be there. I hope that you're there because I know I'm a busy person. I'm in about three or four different states this week only to get back there. So I hope that you will take the time. Michelle, thank you for all the incredible work you're doing. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Del, so much.
Excellent.